You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 229, Young Americans by David Bowie. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. David Bowie's Young Americans album was released in 1975, at a time when an irresistible dance beat was pounding through the airwaves and clubs. Disco hadn't reached its apex. That would come in 1977 with the film Saturday Night Fever. This week, Lyrics Undercover considers David Bowie's contribution to that time, one of his first breakthrough U.S. hits, Young Americans. David Bowie, born David Robert Jones in 1947, is the chameleon of rock stars. His 1972 album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, ushered in the era of glam rock. Notables who followed his lead include the Rolling Stones, Alice Cooper, and Elton John. Glitter bands like Queen and Roxy Music weren't far behind. The first hit song off the Young Americans album was Fame, co-written with John Lennon. Next came the single, the title track, Young Americans. The album debuted to mixed reviews. John Mendelson, writing in Phonograph Record magazine in April 1975, said, "In view of the fact that, in his first major American interview, Bowie assured us, 'If I'm mediocre, I'll get out of the business, there's enough fog around,' one finds himself tempted to hear Young Americans as one of the longest goodbyes on record." Yet Ian MacDonald in NME, March 1975, wrote, "Young Americans isn't exactly a bundle of fun, and there aren't too many whistleable tunes in it, but as a transitional work away from youthful fascination towards mature consideration, it is both revealing and impressively uncompromising." Bowie described Young Americans as the definitive plastic soul record. It's the squashed remains of ethnic music as it survives in the age of Muzak rock, written and sung by a white limey. The term plastic soul was coined in the 1960s to describe a white musician singing soul music. But she wants the young American, standing right through the picture window. She finds a slinky back upon, because as he passes a foot in my stain. Bowie was in the throes of addiction when Young Americans was recorded. Duran Duran's John Taylor has said, quote, "Young Americans wouldn't have happened without Bowie's cocaine addiction." Bowie himself has claimed that he can't remember much of 1974, the year in which he recorded the album. He has said that time was none too clear. A lot of it is really blurry. Addiction and financial problems didn't prevent him from assembling an all-star group of musicians to work at Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia. The studio was the home to the Philly Soul Sound and to Motown rival Gamble and Huff's Philadelphia International label. Out of the studio came hits for the OJs, Jerry Butler, and the Delphonics. All the way from Washington, her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years, do we have to die for the 50 more? Guitar player and composer Carlos Alomar met Bowie early in 1974 in New York. He found the singer so thin, he said, "You gotta come to my house and eat some decent food," and he did. Alomar took Bowie to Harlem's Apollo Theater to see some of the greatest soul and funk acts of the day, heightening his interest in black music.
young American.
Bowie initially called the track The Young American. Alomar said, "It was only about 4 hours into the first session. We got to the guitar breakdown and knew we had something." That night, Bowie worked on the lyric, and the next day, Alomar, his wife Robin, and a friend, an unknown named Luther Vandross, started the backing vocals.
Do you remember your President Nixon? Do you remember the bills you have to pay?
Recording started 2 days after Nixon's resignation. The lyrics reflected despair and emptiness, but the end result was powerful. Saxophonist David Sanborn has said, "Those sessions had been so loose, I was shocked by how coherent it all seemed when I heard the finished track."
Have you been on America? Just you and your idol, simple, said so loud. Leather, leather, everywhere, and not a myth left from the ghetto. Well, would you carry your pizza? Sit on your hands on the bus of survivors, blushing at all the Afro sheeners. Ain't that close to love? Well, ain't that close to love? Well, it ain't that far before. Heart's been broken just like you and.
Bowie started work late at night, finishing at dawn. Alomar said, "He used drugs to keep himself awake. I didn't get the impression that he was addicted. It was more of a functional thing. So he'd be on whenever the moment came to record." Sanborn has said, "Several of us were pretty stoned during those sessions, but whatever problems David was having with drugs, they didn't affect his control of the session."
All night, all night, what the young America.
Wasn't happy with the sound on the initial recordings, and Tony Visconti came in from the UK to replace house engineer Carl Parolo. Visconti has said, "I could hear the problem. In those days, in America, engineers recorded dry and flat, waiting for the mix to add the equalization, reverbs, and special effects. But the British often recorded with the special effects right in the session. I was British trained, and David was used to this sound."
You ain't a pimper, you ain't a horse, a pimp's got a carry and a lady got a cry, sir. Black's got the stack, white's got a soul train, mama's got tramps, and look at your hands, hey.
I heard the news today, oh boy.
I got a sweet hand, you got the fear. Give her a man who can say no more. Give her a woman I can suck on the jaw. And give her a child I can help with that judging.
The pop culture references in the preceding verse include "I heard the news today, oh boy," and it's a nod to the Beatles and A Day in the Life, and "Black's Got Respect," the incomparable Aretha Franklin, and "White's Got His Soul Train," the latter a reference to an American television music show targeted to a black audience. In November 1975, Bowie became one of the first white performers invited on the show. In 2004, Bowie suffered a heart attack, which effectively reduced his musical output. He was awarded a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2006. In March 2011, Bowie's previously unreleased 2001 album, Toy, was leaked to the internet. It included tracks that showed up on the 2002 album Heathen, but also included unheard new versions of his early back catalog. The primary source of information for this edition of Lyrics Undercover was an article entitled David Bowie, The Story of Young Americans, written by Johnny Black and published in the January 2004 edition of Blender magazine. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vitamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.